Well, now, a group of lawmakers in the U.S. have introduced legislation that would finally bring to an end Washington's authorization to wage war in Iraq. The introduced bill has been led by Republican Senator Rand Paul. He says that U.S. President Obama declared the war in Iraq over 2 years ago, yet it's necessary to bring the war to an official and legal end. Although Barack Obama has declared the war over, a loophole in the law greenlighting the March 23, 2003 invasion allows for future U.S. presidents to send troops back to Iraq. In 2003, the U.S. attacked Iraq under the pretext that the regime of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. WMDs were never found in the country, and the war killed hundreds of thousands of people. Well, for more on this, let's go to Madison and talk to Professor James Fetzer. Welcome, sir. Professor, just how much will this loophole become a stinging problem, and will the legislation be able to defeat it?
Well, what Rand Paul is attempting to do is to move the country back toward a firm constitutional footing. Ever since Richard Nixon abolished the draft in order to reduce protests in the street, the nation as a whole has taken a very minimal interest in decisions of war and peace, which have been left largely to the executive branch. Rand Paul is displaying a great deal of integrity in attempting to straighten out the casual way in which the country has gone to war by bringing it to a formal end. I commend him for doing this. It's the right thing to do.
And Professor, I mean, Washington went into Iraq on the pretext of weapons of mass destruction back in March 2003. I mean, on what pretext does it want to go this time, if at all?
Well, allegedly, it's because the gains of the past, such as the city of Fallujah, are being lost to Al-Qaeda. But the whole situation is ridiculous. I mean, this is a disaster of our own making. We should never have gone into Iraq. The 9/11 events were fabricated by the CIA and the Mossad to transform American foreign policy from one in which we at least ostensibly never attacked any nation that hadn't attacked us first, in order to justify becoming an aggressor nation and launching the invasion of Afghanistan within 3 weeks of the 9/11 events and then working up to Iraq. But it was a complete disaster. We were doing the bidding of Israel by deconstructing the modern Arab states that posed a counterbalance to Israeli domination of the Middle East, and now we're paying for it. The chickens are coming home to roost.
But of course, if America wants to send its troops to Iraq, doesn't it need the permission and consent of the Iraqi government itself?
That's true, and I don't think it's going to be granted. I must say, Rand Paul is such a brilliant politician. I think that there are many interests who fear him just as much as the powerful interests feared John F. Kennedy when he was president, and that part and parcel of the disaster taking place with Chris Christie in New Jersey is that many of the entrenched powerful Republican interests had counted on him to prevail over Rand Paul. I no longer think that's a feasible plan.
All right, Professor James Fetzer from Madison, thanks to you all, sir.